Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What'd you make of Scotty?
I mean, he's just so impressive, man. And I'll say this, when he won in 2022, he was on a heater that spring. He had never won a PGA Tour event going into the 2022 calendar year. He ripped off three wins there, rose to number one in the rankings, and then, you know, throttled a really good field at the Masters, had a five-shot lead on the 18th tee, made double, and still won easily. And I wrote at the time, like, be careful with what you project about this guy because, you know, guys go on runs, and Tiger even said this at the time, like, what you're hoping is to get hot, get in this zone, and when that happens, a major or two is in the way. Flash forward 2 years later, and I think Scotty has kind of secured himself, not as a guy who was on a heater, but a guy who produces sustained excellence. I still think you have to be careful about what you project for a guy to in terms of winning majors. I mean, Jordan Spieth won three in a three-year period. He looks miles away from being able to do that now. Rory famously won his four by the age of 25.
And now Scotty's caddy is making more money than him in a year.
Yeah, exactly. And Rory's 0 for his last 35. Brooks obviously won the four at a compressed period of time and then added the PGA Championship last year. What I would say about Scotty, though, while I'm being cautious about projecting how many majors he might win, is that this is not like a horse for a course of Augusta National. Like, he has a game that will travel. It's not like Bubba Watson, you know, a big lefty who cuts the ball and was kind of set up to win multiple times at the Masters. I think Scotty right now is a threat every time he tees it up. Just impressive both in game and demeanor.
Totally. Like, when I watched the time they showed him on TV, he was like, he was just going about his business. Like, you know what, baby, you want me to, I'll move these clothes. He didn't seem like he had a care in the world while he was playing.
Well, and you know what, Brian, and this is, it makes him boring to write about because what he believes and what's ingrained in him is like, the past is the past and what matters is right in front of him, whatever's right in front of him.
Yeah.
Which is an awesome way, an awesome headspace to get your golf game in. I mean, somebody asked Rory yesterday, he obviously shot 77 on that really windy Friday to essentially take himself out of the tournament, has not strung together four rounds at Augusta ever. But he has had stretches like this, and somebody said, well, what is it like to be where Scotty is right now? What's going through your mind? And he immediately said, nothing. Nothing is going through your mind. The clutter is out of there when you're in that kind of run. And that's as important as any shot or swing Scotty made, is that he is plodding along. His eyes are down. Sometimes he looks at the trees. He's not engaged in his surroundings, not in a distant way, but in a very purposeful, workmanlike, I know what I have to execute and I have the ability to execute it. You never know how long you can sustain those stretches. he's in it right now, and maybe he runs into another one in at Valhalla next month at the PGA.
I've seen JP do that for like three strokes.
I can I can occasionally
three strokes
have two pars and four holes. That's when I'm hot. Valdez said something to me this morning. He thought it was a boring Sunday at the Masters.
I didn't buy that.
What do you say, Mr. Svrluga?
Yeah, you know, okay, did Scotty have it wrapped up on the 18th tee? Yeah, he did. I don't think it was boring at all. I mean, Scotty scared the hole with his approach on nine, a really big momentum swing after he had made a good putt for birdie on eight. And that is at the same time when Colin Morikawa, who was right there, put it in the bunker left of the green, left it in the bunker left of the green, made double. There was a five-way tie for the lead at one point when the leaders were on eight. So I thought there was a lot of moving around. And honestly, like, Max Homa was right there until he got kind of a bad break on 12, not with the swing, get a gust, sending it over the green, but where it landed and having to take an unplayable that led to double that took him out of contention.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Ludvig Åberg, like, how is it boring
that was a cool story.
A new character who playing his first major, obviously had made the Ryder Cup team last fall, but like, he feels like a guy that was not just going to be heard from this weekend. He's going to be heard from in months and years to come. Did it come down to the 72nd hole? It didn't. Was it interesting to me? Absolutely. I mean, I'm a golf nerd, so I'm going to find
it
interesting.
I'm with you, Barry.
I'm with you.
Yeah, Åberg, my favorite golfer right now.
But what's interesting, too, is Scotty's game is certainly not boring. The guy was 4-under on a Master Sunday. But his game is just so efficient. Like, there's not – like, when Spieth was on his heater, he would pull off these ridiculous chips, right?
A hole out.
And, like, when Rory was at his best, it was matching the iron play to his outrageous driving ability. Like, Scotty just kind of does everything really well.
Yeah, and you know, Rory, I walked with Rory and Scotty and Xander Schauffele on Thursday. And Rory and Scotty are ranked number one and number two in the world, even though Rory has been off to a slow start this year. And it was just so striking, the difference in the crispness of their games. And I know Rory's not in a great spot right now, but he is an amazing, amazing player.
Yes.
And Scotty leaves him in the dust right now. But take away the score. Like, put aside what they both shot, which was 66 and 71.
Yeah. Wedge play.
But visually, how sharp they are. And yes, Brian, like, the crispness of Scotty's short game is insane when you couple it with his ridiculous ball striking ability. And the way he hits it, does Rory hit it past him? He hits it past him. It doesn't really matter because he does everything else better. Scotty has been picked apart and questioned about his putting coming into this stretch where he's won the Players and he's won the Masters now. He was third in the field in putts per green in regulation this week. He's at the height of his powers. I don't know how you bottle this. He has a baby on the way. That can obviously be unsettling to regular people and you know, kind of can get you out of rhythms and routines that you're used to. I'm not predicting anything will go wrong. It's just right now, there's him and the field, and there's nobody really close to him.
Nobody.
I totally agree with that.
I totally agree with you. And it's Valhalla. We were talking with this dude, Ryan Ballingy. I don't know if you know Ryan. He does Golf News Net earlier this morning. And it already kind of seems like it's Åberg versus Scotty for Valhalla, which I can't wait. Go ahead.
I mean, I think there's interesting, you know, I think Max Homa, this was a big week for him because he didn't really lose it on Sunday. He hadn't been in that kind of position, the second to last group on Sunday of a major. Everybody out there says this guy's ball striking ability and his mental game are elite and he should be in that position more. I wonder if this like unlocks a key for him to get there. Morikawa had not been in this position. He's a two-time major winner, but he has struggled coming into this year. I think he found something despite the double at nine and a really bad swing from the fairway at 11 that led to another double. I think you're seeing some guys that could be in the mix. I mean, I think, and Oberg obviously is another one. And I think Bryson proved something a little bit, even though, you know, his Sunday was not great. Whatever you think of him, like, he makes it interesting atop the leaderboard. He's a wacko,
I think he thinks he's so damn smart that he just thinks his way out of games.
I agree with you, Brian.
I watch him, and you see, and it's a just chip the ball low right there. He has to go into all of these thought processes and try the he does
kind of like Mickelson.
I was exactly about to say that he does exactly what Phil used to do. I'm not going to do what's easy. I'm gonna make it difficult.
Yes, I don't disagree, but I also think if you're talking about what makes a tournament interesting, he is a character that makes it interesting, and I think, you know, these LIV guys, they've got to perform well in majors to keep showing up at majors in the current setup. So I think there's a lot to be said for him getting himself in shape. I mean, is Scotty the favorite at Valhalla? He's the favorite by a million miles. I just think there's a number of, you know, not one-off characters who are kind of around the top this week that can be, you know, no one walks away from Augusta this week other than, I think, probably Rory and JT and Spieth thinking that was a disaster. This was a step forward for Morikawa. It was a step forward for Homa. It certainly was a step forward for Oberg. I think there's some characters that, as the major season hits its stride here, could be heard from again.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.